Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Jill Ratliff, an executive coach and leadership speaker with more than 20 years of Fortune 100 human resources management experience. She is author of the new book, Leadership Through Trusted Collaboration. Jill is also a longtime mentor with Path Builders, an organization that helps high-performing women accelerate their careers. And Jill, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And we're equally happy to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us what actually inspired you to write this book now, Leadership Through Trust and Collaboration.
You know, I wrote it in 2019, which is ironic because it's so relevant to what's happening in the world now, really, with, COVID and so many of the, related things that are happening at the same time as COVID. But my inspiration to write the book really was very personal, came from a very personal experience, and it was really in honor of my brother, who we lost to cancer. I lost to cancer several years ago, and through his cancer battle, he really changed the way I thought about leadership development, and frankly life as well, and spent my whole career in the field of leadership development, people and culture. And so to have sort of an inflection point like that, that was totally unrelated, changed the way I thought about everything. And it turns out to be 100% relevant, what he taught me in particular through his cancer battle and ultimately prior to his death, had everything to do with the world we live in today and leadership and our challenges. So the book really was a way to sort of capture and coalesce these simple, powerful things that he taught me and our family through his battle and relate them to leadership.
And I'm sure what you went through with your brother certainly would be life-changing, no doubt about that. And thanks for sharing that from a personal perspective as well. How is the message in this book different from other books on leadership?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest challenge, and I spent many, many years teaching and thinking about leadership and culture and people and how do you develop leaders? Are they born or made? And I think that that there's so many avenues to leadership out there that are very sort of academically oriented and very complex. And I think that what is different about this is that I think it's simple. Some of the lessons Keith taught me were, simple is better and less is more is one of the key ones. And Charlie Munger, who's the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, had a saying that he became famous for that said, take a simple idea and take it seriously. And I think leadership is one of those big, complex subjects that we've made complex way harder than it is. And so much of the programs that we use to teach leadership are complex and challenging. And I think there's some simple lessons and simple ways we can think about how we lead that would change everything and are not complex.
Now, Jill, I'd also be curious, how did your hands-on experience as someone who spent over 25 years leading people and culture efforts in large global corporations shape your perspective on leadership? Touch on that if you would.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is it shaped me because we tried everything, right? We tried so many programs. For example, engagement, right? Work came out years ago around engagement and how do you drive engagement? What is engagement? And we developed all kinds of programs and processes and collect all kinds of data. And Gallup was really the organization that started that work. And interestingly, 15 years later, after doing all that work, engagement today in our corporations and our organizations is lower than it's ever been. So I think that we have our thumb on the right challenges in this world, which is people and culture and trust and collaboration and working together to do something great together as a people, as an organization. But our solutions are failing to get us there, going to, week-long offsites and doing, complex data collections and trying to define cultures in complex ways, you know, ultimately, you know, taught me that it's all academically brilliant, but hard to apply in the everyday lives that we live today, in the stress of today, in the challenges of today, in the pace of change today, in the way technology has changed our world. We need to be able to apply tools to our everyday life that are simple, easy to remember, and applicable to who we are as human beings. So a lot of the work that I do, again, is built on simple concepts. And I'll give you an example. And again, these come from my brother. You know, the concept of sort of be kind, right? It's a very simple complex. We have all heard at work and in our leadership programs that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. We all know that, right? It's simple wisdom. But do we really know how to apply that just in a typical day, in the stress of a day when we have to give tough performance feedback? Do we know how to do that in a kind way? You know, when people are struggling, do we know how to lead from a position of kindness and compassion for ourselves and others? So that would be an example.
And a great example at that today. We are joined by Jill Ratliff, the author of the new book, Leadership Through Trust and Collaboration. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Jill, if you had to give leaders just one one piece of practical advice from your book, what would that be? I know that'd be hard just to give one, but we'd look forward to hearing the one that you choose.
Yeah, you know, I get asked that all the time, and I would say lighten up. Like, lighten up. We have to start looking at what's happening and what's going on in the world with more levity, with more humor. As leaders, we tend to take ourselves and our organizations so seriously, and it's you know, it's sort of an oxymoron to say this, because I'm not for 1 minute trying to imply what's happening in the world and the challenges we face are not daunting, but the opportunity for us to see a potential to solve our challenges and solve our problems has to start with lightening up and taking ourselves a little less seriously and what we think of as our problems less seriously, and realize there's solutions to everything. And again, I'm back to what I call Keith's wisdom, my brother. You know, he really said, you know, Jill, when you're dying, living becomes so simple. You realize how much you are overcomplicating everything, like problems. You know, problems are what we're here to solve. That's why companies hire leaders. That's why we go to work. That's why we bring our talent, is to solve problems. But we turn our problems into something we think shouldn't exist, as opposed to see our problems as just opportunities to add value, opportunities to bring our talent, opportunities to solve problems, and create, you know, create solutions, create a better world, create a product, create a work environment where people get to grow and develop. So when I wrap sort of all that up, you know, it has to start with, again, lightening up on ourselves a bit, lightening up on how we look at life, and realize that we've made it way harder than it is. And if you're alive, if you're living, if you're breathing, if you're healthy, if you're, you know, up and out of bed, you've got everything you need, you know, to go out in the world and make a positive difference if you simply focus and trust yourself to do that.
I tell you what, just the way you put that certainly does bring it into clear focus and perspective. Really appreciate that. That's good stuff. Now, in light of the current state and condition of challenges facing leaders today, both with COVID and certainly with racial tensions, what would you share about how to lead in these extraordinary, unique times?
Yeah, I think we have to start focusing on what we have in common and not what we have in differences, right? I call it the human operating system. We just have to get back to what makes us human, and therefore what do we have in common, as opposed to focusing, as we do now, in everything from our politics to our, you know, to the way we look at our silos at work, which is, you know, what our differences are, you know, what our ideologies are, what our concepts are, what, you know, what we believe versus what other people believe, as opposed to, you know, focusing again on the massive brilliance of our differences. And when we focus on our differences as a problem, it's almost always coming from fear. It's always coming from, you know, some root or derivative of fear of the difference, as opposed to taking the time. And I think so much of the racial you know, racial injustice and work trying to be done around the race issue that we have is a dialogue-based solution. It's simply taking the time to hit the pause button on our fear and our differences and our ideological perspectives so that we can actually just hear, you know, and experience what somebody different than us has heard and experienced in their life, and then find our way through to what, again, makes us all human and brings us all together as opposed to what separates us. And the same thing is true in the work environment on a whole different level, right? It's just people in a work environment coming together to do something great together. And then in the course of doing that, the chronic stress, pace, you know, again, all those things I've talked about, challenges of the world, bring fear, uncertainty, insecurity, you know, into people, and then we get very confused and tripped up in how we come together and work together. So a lot of the work that I do sort of fits in three categories. It's kind of self-mastery, which is you can't lead anyone else until you can lead yourself, and you can't lead yourself until you understand, you know, sort of where you're at on that continuum of, you know, being able to be your best self or show up in life in a positive and strong way, regardless of the circumstances and challenges. And the second area of work is relationship mastery, which is just how do we get along with other people when we have differences? That's the biggest problem we have on the planet, period. We don't need help when we're at a party, when we're at a wedding, when we're at a celebration. When we need help getting along with each other is when we're up against our differences. So that's the second body of work that I do. And last is just how do we learn to navigate this world of change and transformation and pace and the rate at which our lives are changing. How do we slow that down? How do we see that as an opportunity? How do we learn to navigate change on a personal and business level in a way that is a lot more fun than the way we're doing it today?
One last question for you. Are you optimistic about the future? And if so, what makes you feel optimistic?
Yeah, I'm absolutely optimistic. That doesn't mean I don't have, again, eyes open to the real world. But if you look at the history of human beings, depending on your personal perspective of what a modern human is, that goes back to either 2,000 years or 6,000 years. And if you look over our history as human beings, life on planet Earth has never been better, and it's getting better all the time. 100 years ago in the United States, what the richest people had as luxuries, the lower income people in the United States have today, you know, water and even cell phones. So life has actually gotten so, so much better always over time. And yet the paradox of that is, you know, here we are under so much, you know, divisiveness. 6 in 10 Americans are on antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications or some form of medication to treat that, whether it's prescribed or, you know, self-medication. Suicide rates of, you know, Division I college kids are going through the roof. Health issues in America, diabetes, heart disease are on the rise. It makes no sense, you know, that we're in this condition. So my optimism is, one, I think that we human beings are adaptive, we're creative, we're innovative, we solve problems when they show up. And I think that what's going on in the world today is waking us up, and it is showing us the problems of the modern human, and they're not the survival problems of our ancestors. They're unique problems, and I think now that they're surfacing in a way we can see them, we will in fact solve them because we always have. And that's my optimism. I believe we will continue to do so.
Certainly a great way to conclude today on a positive note. Jill, really appreciate your thoughts here today. Really do. And for what you do in this space as an executive coach and leadership speaker. Where can listeners get more information on you as well as pick up this book, Leadership Through Trust and Collaboration?
Yeah, so the book's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, available out there. Easiest way to get it would be to go to my website, which is simple. It's JillRatliffLeadership.com, www.JillRatliffLeadership.com. And there's links to the book on my site, and there's also a simple, hopefully, and clear description of what I do and how I do it and a way to connect with me. So that would be the best path.
And of course, that certainly does work. Again, Jill, all the best. Great to meet you here and look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Eric, thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome, Jill. We've been speaking with Jill Ratliff, an executive coach and leadership speaker with more than 20 years of Fortune 100 human resources management experience. She's also the author of the new book, Leadership Through Trust and Collaboration. And for further details, visit JillRatliffLeadership.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.